WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. We almost got to 80 by 8. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Some motorists headed north on Rudder Freeway and College Station were caught off guard yesterday by the closure of the University Drive exit. The TxDOT Bryan District office reports, weather permitting, the exit will reopen tomorrow morning. The exit was closed because TxDOT crews are reducing the length of the concrete median on the northbound frontage road. That will give motorists who are exiting and those on the frontage road more room to merge. Cheers and a standing ovation were given at the start of last night's Bryan City Council meeting to two men who pulled a woman out of a burning car.
The vehicle engine compartment caught fire and the vehicle was burning. Chase disconnected the seatbelt as Alejandro was searching for another way to get her out of the car. They both pulled her up from the passenger side of the vehicle. They assisted her across the street away from the car and cared for her until the fire department arrived and extinguished the fire.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor presented Chase Bear and Alejandro Juarez with citizen awards. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace was accused of abusing his power by his former co-workers. KBTX reports they obtained a 10-page report given to the Bryan School Board detailing 14 allegations from other employees. The report, according to KBTX, accuses Wallace of immoral conduct, arrogant disregard of district policies, and inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars. Wallace, who was hired as superintendent in Kirbyville 3 months ago, is the subject of a removal campaign. KFDM Television in Beaumont reported citizens protested outside the Kirbyville administration building yesterday ahead of a school board meeting. A weekend visit to a storage unit by the son of a College Station police officer wound up with a visit by the dad and another officer.
That's after the son found a man asleep in his truck that was parked in front of the son's storage unit where his lock had been damaged. That led to the arrest of a Beat Ice man on 3 counts of theft and 2 prior convictions. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Joseph Hall told officers he was getting items from his unit. According to the officers, property in Hall's truck included items stolen from 2 vehicles, including sound system equipment belonging to the Aggie Wranglers dance group. The value of recovered items from the storage unit belonging to the officer and the son, who called police, was estimated at more than $9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan police and fire responding to 911 calls earlier this month of someone trying to set a car on fire and someone firing shots outside their home have resulted in an arrest on a charge of filing false police reports. According to the arrest report, 40-year-old Terrence Rogers denied making the calls, though officers found the phone associated with the calls on his bed. A Grimes County man was stopped by the same Bryan policeman twice in a 5-hour period. According to the arrest report, the first stop resulted in 28-year-old Bradley Hendricks Jr. of Richards receiving a ticket for not having a license, having no insurance, and expired registration. The second time, Hendricks was arrested for not having a license, but also possessing what was thought to be methamphetamine and marijuana. The College Station City Council at its last meeting received an update on the financial requirements for hundreds of millions of dollars of projects. The presentation from Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten began with a one-sentence summary.
We have some projects budgeted and we need more. any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Kirsten. You may be seated.
Best presentation ever made.
Kirsten went on to provide more details, in part summarizing how little impact fees will go towards wastewater, water, and street projects.
The numbers there on the water side were $49 million and $154 million on the wastewater side.
So about $200 million. And we're estimating we'll get $2 to $3 million a year?
Correct.
We'll be a little short.
In the next 5 years, College Station has $310 million of projects that are funded and another $206 million that are not funded. One of the longest-serving presidents in the Texas A&M system has been down the road in Prairie View. George Wright, who started in 2003, has announced his retirement effective when an interim is appointed, but he will remain on campus as a teacher and researcher. System officials noted during Dr. Wright's 14-year tenure, enrollment grew from 6,500 to 9,000. Prairie View also established 4 new doctoral programs, and there was a construction boom that included 4 new academic buildings and a new football stadium. A new judge has been selected to preside over the felony securities fraud trial against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Harris County Judge Robert Johnson was selected at random. Johnson is in his first term on the bench after defeating the son of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick last November. The trial was moved from Collin County to Houston. Then Paxton's lawyer successfully had the original trial judge removed. Paxton has pleaded not guilty to defrauding wealthy investors in a tech startup company. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Morning, 8:12. The Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine will be developing across the region today. High pressure's off to our east, and that system's going to provide the warm, moist air that continues to work its way into the region. We're 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight and 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine for Friday with highs around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right, so Chelsea, I'm just going to say these three words and then see if you know anything about this.
All right.
All right. The hairy chest swimsuit.
Oh, I heard about this on another morning radio program yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I have not seen it. I have not Googled it. Okay. I don't really want to.
Yeah, I know. I think the Hollywood Reporter says this is the latest novelty. Apparently, it is a women's swimsuit that makes you look like you have a hairy chest, and it comes in light tan and dark skin tones, and is sold for $45.
Mm. So
just there you go. I know.
Yeah.
We have nothing else to do. In the meantime, how about Titan Lacaden? You know about Titan Lacaden?
Do not.
He'd be a quarterback.
All right.
Okay. Announced that Hawaii head coach Nick Rolovich has offered him a scholarship, did so Saturday, and Titan posted it on his Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why are we talking about that? He's 11.
Oh,
wow.
First of all, I'm amazed he's got a Twitter page.
I'm not.
All right.
That's the least of the surprises in this story.
Anyway, Rolovich said he likes Titan and what he does. We both agreed he's different. He carries himself differently, said his father.
He's 11.
Okay, now, is Frank Lacaden going to become the new ball dad?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Frank Lacaden quoted by Tom Van Herren of ESPN.com. Okay, Tom, why the hell are you calling the father of an 11-year-old? Stop it. Just quit, okay?
Sometimes they stop growing.
That's right. They said they want to offer a scholarship and ask me how I felt about it. I know what my older son went through in the recruiting process. His older son is on the Nevada football team.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it's difficult, especially with us being in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So when opportunity knocks, you answer the door. Rolovich's relationship with the family dates back to his time at Nevada. The Hawaii coach was the offensive coordinator when Jake LeCaden, his brother, played linebacker at the school. Hmm. So, but still, there's all sorts of things. Yeah, and again, you know, who is it? Todd Marinovich. Remember Todd Marinovich? You remember the story of him? This was a guy whose dad would not let him eat at McDonald's, who made sure that he ate and drank only the right things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when he got to school, the Todd Marinovich story, they did a 30 for 30 on
it. Oh, okay.
And he and his dad now get along okay, but he did everything wrong once he got the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. So
that's usually how it goes.
Why don't you let your children be your children, okay? And maybe the coach at Hawaii needs the publicity stunt. I'm not sure, but can't imagine there's necessarily any reason that you need to be doing that. So got that. All right, so we had another science story.
Ooh. Great. Love science.
I know. Well, when we found out that there was an evil twin sun.
Right, Nemesis.
Yeah, but that's right, named Nemesis, so that's what they're calling it. So anyway, more on that other story about Jupiter that's been hiding the two moons from us for all these years.
Liar, Jupiter.
That's right. Gizmodo says a group of astronomers recently spotted the pair of wayward satellites, bringing the total number of Jupiter's known moons to 69.
So there may be more?
Yep, maybe so. Astronomer Scott Shepard and his colleagues spotted the objects on March the 8th, 2016, and again on March 23rd, 2017. So this is kind of hot off the press in the world of, you know, astronomy. International Astronomical Union officials designated them as moons earlier this month. There's Pluto going, I can't even be a planet, and you're finding another moon.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, and maybe it wasn't so much hiding them as they just got mixed up in the shuffle.
There you go.
69 moons.
Well, and again, don't they all pretty much look alike?
Right. How do you even, you know?
How do you know you counted that?
Exactly.
You haven't counted that one.
They
anyway,
move.
Yep. Not much is known about the moons. Oh, you think? I mean, hell, we just found them. What are we supposed to know
exactly.
about them? How many zip codes they have?
How quickly can you gather the info on that?
Anyway, they're calling them moons 68 and 69. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both very, very
small.
Imagine
if your parent just started naming you child 6,
I like
child
that.
7.
Yeah, really. That'd be...
hey,
like,
8.
Like married with children.
Yeah, hey, 8, get over here, right. Anyway, apparently they're very small. Anywhere between a six-tenths to 1.3 miles. That's how big they are.
Poor Pluto.
I know. So a planet that is six-tenths of a mile, isn't that just a rock?
Yeah.
Right?
Why does it become a planet?
Or a moon. Even a moon.
There are ways, I'm sure, there were a way.
Well, I just think of it as a big rock. Anyway, Florida woman crashed her car, blamed it on an insect. Broward County Sheriff's Rescue spokesperson says an unidentified 27-year-old woman slammed her car into a concrete streetlight Tuesday morning. When questioned about the accident, she allegedly said she lost control because a spider crawled on her leg.
I understand.
The woman said she saw the spider hanging from a web inside the vehicle, but she didn't lose it until the little arachnid dropped from its web right onto her leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, airbag was deployed. Car was totaled, and
this
so
would
was
be
light
me.
Pole. Okay, the woman only suffered minor injuries, and nobody else was hurt. Police tweeted photos of the accident, adding that the spider was itsy bitsy.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe near a water spout.
The smaller they are, the harder they are to find.
Okay, yeah, you heard about the woman with the spider in her ear? Right?
I'd rather not.
They had video.
Stop it.
They had video. I'm just saying. It was not here. It was in India.
Oh, what I was doing the weed eating yesterday is out in the country, and I saw some spiders that would not be described as itsy bitsy.
Were they those banana spiders? Oh. They're massive.
Those things are something, aren't they?
They take up like entire fence posts.
These were small tarantulas, whatever they were. Very large.
When we first moved into our house, when you build a house and you disrupt nature, that happens, right?
Yeah,
and so they're going to hang out where they hang out.
Yep.
And I think that year we had six banana spiders in windows. Six of them.
They are huge.
And, but as long as you are separated by glass, I mean, you can kind of be amazed at them and be wondered, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I told you about my friend who had the courteous spider who would take down his web every night or her web every night and then put it back up.
That's
right?
A lot of work, you right? know? That's yeah. a lot of work for
a spider.
The
problem is when you leave your house at 4 o'clock in the morning, the web's still up.
Oh, that,
and
yeah.
And you run into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you walk in. Now, there is
my
that
spider
is...
may have wanted to be courteous, uh-huh. but she didn't wake up earlier
didn't wake
than
up
me.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
I've dealt with that.
Set your alarm a little earlier, Charlotte.
That's it. All right, so Google this. You ready? Google
Charlotte.
This. Pantone 448C, like Chelsea. Yeah. Pantone 448C. Okay, that is supposedly the ugliest color.
We had this story like a year ago,
we
didn't
did.
We?
It says
is
here,
this a
it's
new a one?
No, it's a 2012 survey. You're
okay.
right, but they're just
but
bringing
just
it back.
Just to bring it back
just
and
to
let
remind
you, know.
You that that's a really ugly color
it's
right
like
there.
It's like a cross between baby poop and army green.
Oh, that's not
yeah,
nice.
It's kind of a, kind
no,
of
it's
a drab
not.
Color
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it says filthy, dirty, and death were the some of the oh. words that were used.
Very,
I don't know about
communist-looking yeah. color.
Yeah, death, I'm not sure. But anyway, there. So you got that.
So you think there's someone out there who's used it as a wall color?
It looks like it could
Can
be a
I
wall color.
Can I get Pantone 448C?
Yeah, exactly. Just call for that. That'd be wonderful. Yeah, yeah print up business cards with that color on it. Might be kind of neat. Mm. All right. So the self-lacing inspired Back to the Future 2 sneaks auctioned off for $52,500. I think we talked about them when they first came out. Teen Vogue says the Nike Air Mags are near exact replicas of the ones worn by Michael J. Fox in the film. The newly auctioned sneaks were part of a limited edition collection released last year. Sale of nearly $53,000 is a world record for the collectible sneaker. Sold at public auction. Auction part of a charity for the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
I like
Parkinson.
How Teen Vogue is reporting on it. Like,
yeah.
What teen is going to be able to afford $52,000 pair of shoes?
Barron Trump.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Or many others, but that'd be one. I guess if he's a teen, I don't even know.
Do
if he's
you think
teen
he reads Teen Vogue?
You know, probably
I think he's
not.
Like 11.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's probably wouldn't.
He's
be.
Ahead of the curve.
All right. So you know, everybody who's in the joint, in the prison, is always trying to think of a way to escape. Come up with some sort of a wild plan so that they can escape.
Because what else are you going to do in there?
Exactly.
In China, a man sentenced to life in prison escaped after he planted a tree. Climbed it, and hopped over a fence. The escape plan took 14 years.
Oh, my gosh.
After the man planted the tree, other prisoners and prisoner guards watched year after year as the lifetime prisoner tended to it. Little did they know that one morning he'd skip breakfast, head to the recreation yard, climb the tree, and hop the fence.
You got to give him credit for that.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. You almost just got to let him go, unless it was like a really bad crime. Life in prison, it probably was.
Yeah,
but
not a
man.
At least he planned ahead and he persevered.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cambridge University educators have been warned against using words such as brilliance and genius when assessing their students' work, because why would you think they would tell them that?
Because those little snowflakes let it go right to their heads.
Yes. That's not it. It's because it's associated with men.
Oh.
Is that associated with men?
Genius?
Why does there have to be a male genius?
Right?
There could be female geniuses.
I would think so.
I don't find intelligence
gender
dominant.
Someone called me a genius. I would take it
You'd
as a compliment.
Go for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
One Cambridge spokesperson said some of those words, in particular genius, have a very long intellectual history where it has been long associated with qualities culturally assumed to be male. Well, no. Understand that women may have been held down so that they couldn't aspire to
right.
be tops in those fields, but that doesn't mean that they were any less smart.
Agreed.
Anyway, some women are fine with that, but others might find it hard to see themselves in those categories. Really. So
what?
if somebody said
Why?
You were brilliant, you'd take that as a sexist comment?
No, absolutely not.
Anyway.
I'd say thank you. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, that's like, so many people have to be protected
you
now.
You jerk.
Yeah.
Right.
How dare you call me brilliant?
And you better not call me pretty while you're at it.
Howdy, Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Let's talk spiders. Now wait, don't be afraid. Most spiders are beneficial. But here in the Brazos Valley, we have several danger spiders, including the Black Widow and the Brown Recluse. With ABC's control plan, our specialists will treat and quickly get them out of your home. Additionally, all ABC specialists undergo undergo background screenings so you can feel comfortable having us in your home. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Vidice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Fabrics that neutralize chemical weapons. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Clothing to protect military personnel from chemical agents can be extremely uncomfortable, especially in hot environments. That's one reason North Carolina State University biomolecular engineer Gregory Parsons and his team are developing breathable fabrics that have a coating that captures and degrades nerve gas and other toxic chemicals. In the journal Chemistry of Materials, Parsons says they start with zirconium dioxide, or zirconia.
Zirconia has a unique ability to adsorb harmful chemicals and allow them to decompose.
He says grad student Dennis Lee developed the method for affixing the zirconia crystals to fabric fibers.
They retain their efficiency at decomposing the chemical warfare agents we've studied so far.
He says the innovation could also be used to create fabrics that kill germs as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Futures are slightly higher ahead of the Fed's closely watched rate decision and fresh readings on the economy. The Fed is widely expected to raise its benchmark short-term interest rate by a quarter percentage point and signal that it expects about one more such increase this year. Investors currently see a more than 99% chance of a rate rise today, but just under half expect a further rate increase by the end of the year. Worldwide advertising revenue growth is expected to decline slightly this year, dragged down by more traditional mediums like television and print, and a slowdown in the U.S. and U.K. Excluding cyclical events like last year's Olympics and the U.S. election, media owners' ad revenue is expected to increase 4.7% this year globally, compared with 4.9% last year. IBM has formally launched a Watson product for financial regulation, rolling out artificial intelligence tools to help financial institutions comply with rules and detect possible financial crimes. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
For years, most major virus and malware attacks were aimed at Windows computers, while Macs were simply ignored. But emerging this week from the dark web is the most dangerous attack on Macs yet to be seen. Even worse, it disguises itself as security software. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. There are two separate but equally dangerous software programs to avoid. Mac Spy describes itself as a way to protect your computer. It's labeled as the most sophisticated Mac spyware ever. But in reality, it captures passwords and everything else you type in. It also records audio through the Mac's microphone and captures screenshots of everything you see. Once installed, it's undetectable. Mac Ransom is similar to the WannaCry virus, except Mac Ransom is aimed at Macs. It locks your Mac until you pay a ransom. So Mac users beware. As of right now, Macs are no longer exempt from major malware attacks. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. To get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A top House Republican, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, was shot this morning at a congressional baseball practice just outside of Washington. Senator Jeff Flake says the gunman had a rifle of some sort and a lot of ammo. Flake says Scalise was playing second base at the practice when he was shot by a man standing off the third base side of the field. He says Scalise dragged himself into the outfield to get farther away from the shooting. Several other people were wounded, including a congressional staff member and law enforcement personnel. While residents in the southeast Texas town of Kirbyville continue to call for the removal of Superintendent Tommy Wallace, more allegations have surfaced about his forced resignation from Bryan last year. KBTX reports they obtained a report composed by Wallace's former co-workers accusing him of immoral conduct, arrogant disregard of district policies, and inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars. KBTX reports after the 10-page document was given to the Bryan School Board, that's when Wallace was given an $83,000 buyout and a letter of recommendation. Two Good Samaritans were honored at last night's Bryan City Council meeting with citizen awards from Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
Alejandro Juarez and Mr. Chase Bear were witnesses to the accident. They saw Mrs. Ludd's car roll over and land on the driver's side door right there in front of them.
McGregor says after the vehicle's engine compartment caught fire, Chase Bear removed the driver's seatbelt. Then he and Alejandro Juarez pulled the driver out through the passenger side door and helped her across the street to wait for first responders. In the next 5 years, the city of College Station will be spending $310 million towards a variety of projects, while the list of what is not funded is at $206 million. At the last city council meeting, Mayor Carl Mooney brought up future costs of building parks, an expense that is currently passed on by developers to homebuyers in new developments.
We've had meetings with some of our developers in the area who are trying to find ways to have more affordable housing. And one of the ways that they're doing that is eliminating things like pools and community centers and some other park spaces so that they can get more homes in a smaller area, smaller lots.
Changes to the city's parkland dedication regulations will be considered by the Parks Board before going to the council for final consideration. More than $10,000 of property was recovered as a beat ice man was arrested in College Station on charges of stealing from a storage unit in two vehicles. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Joseph Hall was found asleep in his truck that was parked in front of the storage unit. The victim and his father, who is a College Station police officer, learned $9,000 of property was taken from the unit. Also in Hall's truck was sound equipment belonging to the Aggie Wranglers dance group. Hall said the property belonged to him or to his friends. The arrest report noted Hall had two prior theft convictions. College Station police arrested a Walker County man on charges of impersonating himself as a stock day trader and attempting to sell stolen property.
23-year-old Tyler Fletcher of New Waverly is accused of taking $3,500 from the victim with the promise that in 4 months he would turn it into more than $16,000. According to the arrest report, Fletcher was not registered to the Texas Securities Commission. CSPD first interviewed Fletcher in February after he attempted to sell an Aggie ring and $1,100 of camera equipment in the police department's parking lot. The transaction was set up by police and the person who was trying to recover her stolen ring. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A traffic advisory for those on the freeway northbound through tomorrow morning. The university exit will be closed. That's to allow TxDOT crews to reduce the length of the concrete median on the northbound frontage road between Harvey and University. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 79 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, your photos, and your videos. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 836. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine will be developing across the region today. High pressure's off to our east, and that system's going to provide the warm, moist air that continues to work its way into the region. We're 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight and 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine for Friday with highs around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 837. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and Mayor Andrew Nelson here this morning from the city of Bryan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Let's start with what has gotten some play in the media. I want to address it first. I don't think it's the most important thing or pressing out there, but having to do with funding of the Convention Visitors Bureau. Both you and the mayor in College Station have said that this is kind of under review. And so people can understand, first of all, it's about $400,000 from the city of Bryan and about three times that much from the city of College Station or more. It's a lot of money by anybody's standard, but there clearly are some things that the council wants to look at. Kind of give us an overview of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we announced, Mayor Mooney in College Station and I here in Bryan have both announced a joint statement just saying that we're, you know, concerned and we're actively engaged in exploring alternative options to the CVB and what's now called Experience BCS to achieve our unified tourism goals with our partners in College Station. We are working in, you know, in unity with College Station. We have the same goals, the same strategy. We want to make sure that's the most effective way to do that. I've only been mayor for you know, half a year now. This issue and the concerns regarding CVB, accurate financial reporting from CVB, conflicts of interest within CVB is something that was done on the audit, two audits in a row from College Station. So there's a history there. Obviously, I think new leadership was brought in with that understanding clearly in mind to dot I's and cross T's and to be very careful to, you know, with the growing concern of a pattern. So, you know, we're certainly concerned, and right now we're talking. Bryan Council spoke in executive session, so I can't get into details, but I can certainly tell you that we are actively exploring alternatives. You know, the leadership has to solve those types of problems. When the leadership, and this is true of any organization, the leadership doesn't, the board is held accountable, and ultimately, accurate financial reporting is a fiduciary responsibility of every board member in Texas, including that organization. And if not, you look at the investors, and in this case, it's taxpayers. The cities will solve the problem if the board won't.
These two cities probably are not working in a vacuum from each other. Have you been collaborating with the city of College Station or communicating with them on this issue?
Absolutely. We're in concert with them. We share that concern. As I mentioned, the two audits recently, before I became mayor, audits from College Station, the recent financial concerns came from the financial office within the city of Bryan. All that's being shared between the two cities. We're working together in unity. You know, our desire for events, for tourism, for restaurant and hotel jobs and revenues is important. The two cities have hot tax. It's our citizens, taxpayers' taxes. We allocate that, and we've given both cities a lot of money to that organization. We have an absolute responsibility to make sure that that money is being not only used wisely and effectively, but also being reported on accurately. And our you know, I think the message is our citizens can count on the cities that we're doing our jobs, and you know, we're exploring options. We haven't, you know, we don't have anything to announce as of today, but you know, we're looking at it very carefully. And I believe the board at CVB understands exactly, you know, where we are on that, and you know, they've got some quick decisions to make as we go through our process to figure out, you know, what's best for our taxpayers.
Sure. Bryan City Council had a joint meeting with the Bryan Business Council. You might help our listeners a little bit with what the purpose of the Bryan Business Council is, but you didn't hold it in Bryan Council chambers, so the video's not available. So maybe, first of all, tell us about what Bryan Business Council is so people understand that, and then secondly, what you achieved in the meeting yesterday.
Sure, yeah. When we have, anytime we have meetings that go, we have seven spots there on council. That room is designed specifically for council meetings. There are a lot of members on Bryan Business Council, so anytime we have joint meetings, we have to move to some other room where we can handle a larger group. That's the only reason. And it was still an open public meeting. We had public participation there. So I was actually on the Bryan Business Council. I can speak to that. BBC, as it's most often known by, provides business guidance and recommendations to the city council. They focus on several different areas. We have an organization like RVP, which does regional economic development, helps us speak with one voice, focuses on bringing in jobs, revenues. If you look at BBC, we're looking at specifically retail for Bryan, looking at things like residential infill, commercial infill for the community, looking at education and how that ties into the business community. Looking, and there's several other areas too. There's several subcommittees. I'm sure I've missed a couple on here, but they focus on that. They get into subcommittees. They try to make wise recommendations on behalf of the city, and they actively participate in economic development on behalf of the city of Bryan. So they've got some funds, they've got dollars, and they can make some investments on their own. A lot of that funding, you know, it's in joint partnership with the city of Bryan.
What can you share with us from the meeting yesterday?
Well, it was very good. I mean, one of my challenges when I started on BBC many years ago, and I'm not on that volunteering on that organization now that I'm mayor, but it took a while to kind of say, okay, we're here to try to serve the city, but what does the council want? And I think the council says, hey, these guys are guiding us and advising us, but we don't talk to them as often as we should. So as mayor, to me, having been in both organizations, I thought, what a wonderful thing we can get together and have a joint meeting so we can really have that direct exchange. I think everyone, there was consensus that it was not only extremely effective, but to a person on that committee, we said, let's try to do this quarterly, or let's see if we can do this regularly. If regularly means a couple times a year, or once a year, or four times a year, let's do it as often as we can, because everyone thought it was very valuable.
Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan, joining us this morning. You come from the corporate world into government here. That has impacted the way city council meetings happen. One of those things that I guess was noteworthy was the fact that Here Visitors is not now freely available for live broadcast. But also, I'd like to understand your approach to possibly changing the way city council meets and how they meet.
Yeah, you know, when I came on as mayor, I talked to our city manager and I said, look, we need to meet as often as necessary to get the city's business done. If that means we're meeting every day of the month, then we're going to meet 30 times a month. If it means we can get all the business done in one meeting in a month, then that's what we're going to do. But we're going to meet as often as required to effectively get the city's business done. And what I said in that process, are there months when we don't need to have more than one meeting? And the answer was yes. And in fact, for many, many years during summer months at Christmas time, we actually combined the two regular meetings into the same calendar day. It works great. You know, it's a win for everyone. There's 20, 30 plus, I don't know the number, but a lot of, you know, fairly well-paid city employees who spend a lot of time preparing for the existence of a meeting. We have Open Records Act. There's an overhead just to hold a meeting that's much higher than a typical meeting for a nonprofit or even for a corporation. We're spending thousands and thousands of taxpayers' dollars just to have a meeting. And people didn't, you know, elect me just to go schedule a conference room. They elected me to get the city's business done, and that's what I'm going to do. So when we only need one meeting, we're going to have one meeting. We'll get the city's business done. If something comes up, I'll call a special meeting. Okay, so that's easy. That's worked very well.
But, okay, now, excuse me, that works in the world of corporate, but what about that Bryan person who feels disenfranchised because of this change? I don't know when the meetings are necessarily going to be. You've changed the day of the meeting, and it used to be that I could mark on my calendar when the future meetings are. So as a result, do they feel like, hey, I've got to be paying attention to find out when my council meets?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think so. I mean, disenfranchising people, I think, is taking away their vote or taking away their right to participate in the political process. The council meetings are for council to actually get the business of the city done. Our requirement is to have a 3-day notice on meetings. That hasn't changed. Unless we change our charter and fundamentally change the structure by saying we don't want to give, or we want to give more days or less days, none of that has changed. We've always had that flexibility. We've executed that flexibility for many, many years. I've simply said, why don't we look, instead of just doing this for 3 months out of 12, which we've been doing for a long, long time, why are we not looking at that and being smart about it for the other 9 months? So if you look at June, for this month, we actually had two regular meetings, two different Tuesdays. We knew well in advance, you know, that we needed the two, so that's what we did. We may have another meeting here, and a special meeting. For all of those, we'll give the 3 days notice. Citizens have that time. One of our agenda items is council hear citizens. It's where council wants to hear from citizens. It's not for citizens to go and to play, you know, their own politician. It's for them to educate us because we want to hear from them. In today's world, the least effective and least desired way to communicate with council is to show up at a council meeting and to do that. Yet we're happy to offer it. We do offer that. But on average, less than 100 people all year long show up, unique people show up to do that. There are about 12 people who spend about 30% of our time on Council Hear Citizens. And I'm happy to have them do that, but understand that over a 5-year period, 12 people in the entire 85,000 people in the city of Bryan, there's 12 people that use up 30% of that time. They've got that opportunity. So we still have Hear Citizens every month. I think it's working well. And I'm hearing tremendous feedback from the community that says, hey, you are making Bryan government a little bit boring again. We're removing some of the drama. If people want to go and, you know, see some of those details, they can get right on the internet, click, and they can see the video. They can see exactly what's going on. We're not hiding anything from anybody. We're just being more effective. And I think the citizens of Bryan have overwhelmingly been expressing to me that they appreciate the professionalism that we're bringing to city council.
Finally today, the city charter, basically the framework of how the city works. You have seated a committee, and they are preparing to look at possible changes to the charter. So tell us about that.
Yeah, every couple of years, by state law, we have the ability to review the charter. It's as much the city charter is much like a federal or state constitution or bylaws for a corporation. This is really the way we work with government. So it's the fundamental structure. You don't just do willy-nilly little changes. They're really significant structural changes. So when you amend the constitution, you don't just do it because you say, I'd like to have an extra bathroom break on a Wednesday. You don't do that. You talk about fundamental structure. So it requires careful, thoughtful, deliberate action. It requires professional input from municipal experts, people who are legal experts, to make sure that you're following the law, as well as wise citizen input. So I asked the city council to appoint a independent committee made up of citizens to go and to review that, to get input. We created a legal municipal expert who's independent, someone who's from outside the community, but an established expert to go and to advise them. We've got other municipal experts. Our city secretary has spent decades and she can also advise them. Ultimately, though, they will make some recommendations. There are two other citizen committees, planning and zoning. And again, we talked about the Bryan Business Council. A lot of these amendments can impact the law with planning. Planning and zoning isn't something that Bryan or College Station came up with. It's state law that does this. We want to make sure we're within the law. So we not only have an attorney, but we'll get their input. Some of these things could impact the business climate in Bryan. That's very important to us. So Bryan Business Council will give their citizen input. Ultimately, all that will get wrapped up into a presentation to City Council on July 25th. We will then be able to ask our questions. We'll have our time. Until then, we need to stay away from this independent committee. Let them do their job. Don't interfere with them. This isn't a political process, and I've made it very clear to every council member that not only they, but I as well, will leave this council alone. We won't be talking to them. We won't have our surrogates trying to influence them. Let them do their job. It's a professional process with wise citizen input. we'll get our day in the sun. We can review those things. There's a petition going out from a special purpose political action committee. Councilman Sutherland is a part of that. He's already kind of jumped in and made some choices about what he wants and doesn't want to do. I think the more appropriate thing to do is to let our experts give us some advice, and then we talk about it. But because the request for Councilman Sutherland to use his assets at the city to make sure that those things were following the law because he didn't take advantage of that, I have directed that those 10 will be added and included in this process, and we'll make sure that the citizens of Bryan can get that benefit of the input from citizens on them, the input from legal and municipal experts, and then we can talk about it. So I think that's the right way to do it, and our citizens can trust that we're doing this the right way.
They'll call a public hearing, a public meeting, and they'll allow citizens to come and speak to them, and under what format will they take, would this committee take public input?
Well, they are the public input. We have the entire council put nominees together, mm-hmm. and every district in the city is represented. It's ethnically diverse group. So I think we've got a really strong group. And as evidence of it, there was a supermajority of the council that elected every single person on that committee. The chair of it is Tim Bryan, and Tim Bryan was unanimously selected by all the council members. So I named him. I thought that was a really appropriate thing to do. So it's not a political group. I mean, there's broad consensus within the whole council about the selectees. So I think we're doing pretty good with that.
Okay. Quickly, anything else that we didn't cover today?
Well, there's a lot of things going in on.
Don't worry about the housekeeping stuff. That'll be done tomorrow. But if there's anything, we've talked about road closures and y'all are doing improvements. But anything else on your personal radar screen you'd like to share with us?
Well, just want to wish people happy Father's Day, and hope you enjoy your summer, and look forward to talking to you next time.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you so much. That's Andrew Nelson. He's the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Dayhill Industries.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale welcomes Dr. Virginia Smith as the newest physician with Genesis OBGYN. Go to genesisobgyn.com.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June 16th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we're the best in town.
That's June 16th.
Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun.
Member FDIC.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months.
Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
5 minutes till Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, Guy in Washington State accused of breaking into an apartment and calling his mom for a ride home from the crime scene.
Oh, gosh.
See, this is what happens to millennials when they become criminals. An alert neighbor heard somebody scurrying around in the apartment and followed the pair to their car. Police caught him. Come on, Johnny. You can get in the car now.
Yeah.
Oh. Mommy, come pick me up. I broke into a house.
Nobody's taking my baby to prison.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Season finale tonight of Little Big Shots. That'll be on NBC at 7 o'clock. Season 2, of course, as we all know. We know.
Yeah.
Because we watch all the time.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The return of several fan favorites, including a 4-year-old worship leader.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Four. Singer from Wales, a magician, and a brick-breaking karate kid.
Cool.
I had a story. I don't know if I could find it. Some guy set a world's record for breaking bricks with his head. Here we go.
Oh, jeez. I think
teenage
I saw this.
Taekwondo master in Bosnia set a new world record. 16 years old. His first name is Karim, and you don't know his last name, and I can't pronounce it, so... Smashed 90 concrete slabs in 20 seconds using his head.
Gotta have goals.
Black belt used a special technique to break the slabs. Video of the stunt shows him performing a series of front flips before hitting the cement blocks.
So he does a front flip, and then as he comes down, he pops his head onto the brick and it breaks.
Okay.
Wow. So not only is he having head trauma from breaking the bricks, he's somersaulting forward. Blood flow is just all over the place.
I'm just going to ask you, how did you get to that video? Do you mind telling me?
To tell you the truth, I have no idea.
Okay.
It was probably on Instagram. I follow some accounts that just like post stupid stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think I saw it on Instagram. That's where I see most of the dumb videos.
All right, because I don't do Instagram and I do all that. I'm thinking internet.
I can get you set up on
Instagram.
No,
it's really okay. I'm just thinking because you'd have to take some clicks to get to the point where you're seeing something like
no,
that.
No, I'm pretty sure I saw it on Instagram.
All right, it's right there.
Yeah.
All right, this is just more than a little creepy. A Spanish tech company has created a line of dolls that act almost like real babies.
Mm.
Reborn Babies by Babyclon reportedly look, move, and feel almost like a newborn. Now, if that's not creepy enough for you, the silicone dolls come in several varieties, including, of course, your half-human, half-piglet. That's what I just said. They've made a doll that is half-human, half-piglet.
Mm.
There's a baby avatar. There's an elf. And there's a mermaid baby. And they're chimpanzees.
Now, these are supposed to act more like real babies. How are they supposed to know what a half baby, half pig acts like?
The moving toys cost
You've never seen one?
Sounds like an abomination to me.
Sheltered life.
Yeah.
The moving toys cost anywhere between $600 to $6,000. Again, that's from Babyclon. Maybe it's baby clone, but it's spelled C-O-L-C-L-O-N. Anyway, all right, what else on TV? That's it. Audrey Hepburn's script is up for auction from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. That'll be auctioned in September. If you're an Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt fan, that's been renewed for season 4 at Netflix.
Oh, wow.
Goosebumps was a surprise hit, so it comes as no surprise that there will be a sequel to follow.
Did we talk about Goosebumps?
Mm-mm, didn't. Oh. No. And, you know, and a lot of people, well, we didn't, but I know that it was a popular.
It scared the heebie-jeebies out of me.
There you go. September 21st, 2018 is when that'll happen, and Jack Black will be returning, so that'll be a, that'll be a good thing. Oprah Winfrey became Wonder Woman for a bunch of 10-year-old girls yesterday. She gave them a car.
Yeah,
Instagram Tuesday that she was hosting Wonder Woman Day at her house, hanging out with 28 10-year-olds. I don't know who these 10-year-olds were, but you can bet they weren't just 10-year-olds off the street.
No,
okay?
Not some random girl.
It's Oprah. She's going to make sure.
Yeah.
She had a Wonder Woman cake. Appropriately themed popcorn buckets.
Is that in her Weight Watchers?
Oh, don't be calling her out.
Points,
now.
Some points.
Points.
Just saying.
You
how
can
that
eat
works.
The cake. Just count the points.
Anyway, wearing cuffs and flip flops, and so there.
Okay.
And
Wonder Woman wears flip flops.
When you take the family to see the Disney Pixar film Coco in November, you'll get a bonus 21-minute feature called Olaf's Frozen Adventure, which follows Olaf on a journey to learn all about holiday traditions in the land. They released a trailer of that yesterday, so now we're all up to date on that.
21 extra minutes.
Yeah, Josh so Gad there you go. Yesterday. All right, we're back tomorrow with all sorts of stuff. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station.